Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. A bright and sunny day graces Israel with clear skies over Tel Aviv. Jerusalem enjoys a mild breeze while Haifa sees a few clouds. A pleasant day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, 9 reported killed in Israeli strikes in Gaza as Egypt hosts new round of talks. This comes from the Times of Israel earlier today. Also, the U.S. urges Israel to delay action on Iran as talks continue over a possible deal. This update from Ynet earlier this hour, also this hour. After the Israeli attack in Beirut, Iran launched missile strikes at Israel. This is from Walla, just in. Separately, Iranian missile launches target northern Israel, Israeli military says, reported by Axios earlier today. And finally, Trump urges Iran to make a deal after firing missiles at Israel for the first time in 2 months. This is from the JTA in the past hour. Reaction has been swift on social media. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, posted just minutes ago that Iran has sent a message to Israel stating they will not attack again if Israel does not retaliate. Open source Intel analyst OSINT6113 noted that Prime Minister Netanyahu is currently in a high-level security meeting with Israel's senior defense leadership. Raylan Givens, a political observer, mentioned that Netanyahu is updating senior security officials following his conversation with Trump. Let's go deeper. Starting with the strikes in Gaza, reported by the Times of Israel, 9 people were killed as Israel targeted a Hamas police post in Khan Yunis. Another strike aimed at 2 Hamas terrorists in Gaza City. Egypt is hosting a new round of talks to ease tensions. The situation remains tense, with potential implications for regional stability. Turning to the U.S. urging Israel to delay action on Iran, Ynet reports that there's ongoing discussion in Israel about the timing of any military action. The U.S. fears that immediate action might harden Iran's stance in negotiations. This diplomatic caution aims to preserve the possibility of a peaceful resolution. Meanwhile, Walla reports that Iran launched missiles at Israel following Israeli attacks in Beirut's Dahiya. This ends a ceasefire from Iran, fulfilling their earlier threats. These strikes could escalate the conflict, straining diplomatic efforts. That strike comes hours after the Iranian missile launches targeted northern Israel, as per Axios. The Israeli military is on high alert. This escalation risks derailing negotiations and could lead to a broader conflict. Finally, Trump, as reported by the JTA, is calling on Iran to return to the negotiation table. His comments come after Iran fired missiles at Israel. Trump's intervention could be pivotal in steering diplomatic efforts back on track. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel says it will respond harshly after Iran launches a missile barrage. Kitek reports that around 10 missiles were fired and intercepted as Netanyahu convenes top security officials. Separately, the OECD sees just 3.3% growth in Israel this year. According to Globes, the organization predicts the rebound from the war with Iran will come in 2027, highlighting the need for rebuilding fiscal stability. And finally, the government approved 13 billion shekels for the rehabilitation of the north. Walla Business notes that the total budget for the region will jump to 20 billion shekels, providing full subsidies for protected rooms. That's your Israel 18 News update for the morning. We'll be back with more at 2 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.